This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Have you heard of Common Core Standards, the new plan being adopted in public schools across America? It's a plan for a national standard to be imposed that will decide what American kids learn and what they will not learn. Parents are really upset about this plan. Nationalized education standards should be unconstitutional under the 10th Amendment, which limits federal influence over the states. The General Educational Provisions Act, a federal law, prohibits any department, agency, officer, or employee of the United States from exercising any direction, supervision, or control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, or personnel of any educational institution, school, or school system, or over the selection of library resources, textbooks, or other printed or published instructional materials by any educational institution or school system. Close quote. Now that sounds pretty strong from federal law, a law specifically enacted to severely limit federal control of education. The new Common Core standards do limit local control of education. They are copyrighted and owned by private organizations. Federal dictates assure that 85% of academic standards in reading and math will strictly adhere to Common Core standards, leaving only 15% of the standards eligible to be altered by a local district. For example, Common Core does not teach cursive writing, and if a local school wants to teach it anyway, instead of keyboarding mandated by Common Core, cursive writing would likely use up the entire allowed 15%. Now, we're always being told to get advice from other countries, so how about taking some advice from our neighbor, Canada? Canada has no national standards. All standards are adopted locally, and Canada does not even have a national Department of Education.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dan the Man is sitting in our control room, hand hovering over the phone, ready to swoop down and answer it as soon as you call on in. And again, a reminder, we're in the last couple of days of Republic Broadcasting's end-of-the-year fundraising drive. We are a radio network that truly serves the public interest of the American people. We are telling you the information you need to have to make good decisions about the future. We are not funded by government organizations covertly or overtly. We don't get huge advertising contracts from corporations, along with strings to not report on the bad things those products do. That's why when you come to Republic Broadcasting, you are going to get the information you need to have to make good choices for the future. Thomas Jefferson said, that is the highest duty of every American citizen, to keep yourself fully informed so you can make good choices. And here at Republic Broadcasting, we are informing you. We are not pretending to inform you while feeding you prepackaged lies, propaganda, spin, and sales pitches. We leave that to the big TV networks. So, 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719, or go to the top of republicbroadcasting.org. You will see a little donate button there where you can donate by PayPal, or there's a postal address there if you want to send something in by the mail and maintain your anonymity. If you donate $100 or more, you will get a Republic Broadcasting t-shirt. You will get a Republic Broadcasting coffee mug. And you will get Republic Broadcasting bragging rights for supporting public interest radio broadcasting in this nation that remembers its reason for being is to serve as a watchdog on government abuse. All right. Now, moving right along. Remember Iraq? Way, way back at the beginning of all this nonsense, Iraq was behind 9/11. We had to invade Iraq to punish them. And then, of course, George Bush comes out on video and says, no, Iraq didn't really have anything to do with that. We wanted to invade Iraq as an object lesson to those who were behind 9/11. And ever since then, they're blaming 9/11 on this or whatever country they want to invade. Oh, we think they were connected with 9/11, which is why we're seeing all that nonsense about Saudi Arabia was behind 9/11. U.S. is getting ready to invade them. Because they're cozying up to China, and that cannot be allowed to happen. Getting back to Iraq, remember, first of all, we were told that Iraq's oil revenues would pay the cost of the war. That was a complete lie. And then the U.S. government took $700 billion, with a B, dollars, for the Iraq reconstruction effort, where we, the American people, out of the goodness of our own heart, were going to pay to rebuild all the stuff that the U.S. military blew up back in 2003. Well, now it's the doorway of 2014. Almost $1 trillion spent, supposedly, for Iraq's reconstruction. Not one of the major reconstruction projects was ever completed. Not one. They throw up a few buildings and a few walls and say, this is the reconstruction. Apparently, the U.S. government built a new police station in Baghdad that was so poorly constructed, the police won't even use it. Where did all that money go, I wonder? He said, winking slyly, the microphone here. Oh, my goodness here. Now, apparently, the United States, further thumbing its nose towards Russia and Putin, has reinstituted 24-hour air patrols, F-15s, round-the-clock patrols over Baltic airspace, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. Now, these states are saying, yeah, okay, you know, if this is NATO and everything, but the U.S. is starting to build up its military presence there in the Baltic region. Everybody in the ruling class, everybody in the, they want a war. They're desperate to get a war. I think that's why they're wagging Al-Qaeda at us again with this story about Benghazi here. Let's see. We're seeing stories, Investment Watch blog, Wall Street Advisor warns of the coming financial apocalypse. It has to crash. It's a Ponzi scheme. And all Ponzi schemes eventually must collapse no matter how much they try and drag out of your pocket. There isn't enough to pay the debt off because private central banking by design creates more debt than money with which to pay the debt in order to keep the population enslaved to that debt. It only works as long as you believe that's the way life is supposed to be. And by the way, I did get an email from somebody reminding me that it is not only the United States that has had its best qualities suborned by this constant driving to pay an unpayable debt. Every single nation on earth enslaved to private central banks issuing all of the currency as a loan at interest are in the same mess all across Europe because of the ECB, IMF, World Bank. It's all the same scam played time and time again. Dmitry Orlov has a video also on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. Are we headed for a Soviet-style collapse? I'm in agreement. I've been saying that for a long time. That's why I keep telling everybody, be patient, endure the hardship. Just don't get involved. Don't participate. Don't help them. Don't give them your money. Any times that you can hang on to your money is a good thing. This system is imploding, and the United States government, I foresee, left to itself, will collapse the way the Soviet Union did. The only way the U.S. government can prevent that is to get a truly global nuclear war going so that we all forget about the abuse and NSA and the rest of it, salute the flag and fling our babies onto the designated enemy's bayonets, or the U.S. government tries to fan up some kind of a popular uprising that they can use to declare a national emergency, suspend the Constitution, and then say everything is fine and if you don't believe me, you get a trip to Guantanamo. Apparently, the oldest bank in the world, Monte dei Paschi, is on the verge of collapse. It's over in Italy, obviously. They're all coming apart because they're all enslaved to this system that creates more debt than money with which to pay the debt. And the debt grows and grows and grows until it absolutely collapses the host economy. That's what's happening all across the globe. And they're all going to come crashing down together because of globalism, this attempt to take all the individual private central banks and build a single global private central bank. When one goes, they're all going to go. And it will be a golden once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to restart the nations of Earth and Earth itself with government-issued value-based currencies until the private central bankers get lost. Apparently, over John Gridlin, Director General of the CBI, Britain's biggest business lobby group, is now telling companies they have to start paying their workers more to keep the system going. You have to start returning currency to that bottom of the pyramid to keep the pyramid alive. It's a rare bit of wisdom coming from a money junkie, but he's absolutely right. Nobody's going to listen to him, unfortunately, but there it is. Barclays has apparently been fined $3.75 million for losing 10 years of incriminating LIBOR chat messages. These public corporations are supposed to keep all the communication, just like government offices are supposed to. And they were being investigated for LIBOR manipulation. They were asked to turn over all the chat messages between the people accused of doing the rigging And Barclay said, we lost him. We don't have him to give you. And they get a $3.75 million fine, a tiny, tiny fraction of what they would have paid had LIBOR been proven in a court of law in civil suits. So they just cut their losses. Just thumb their nose at everybody. Oh, my goodness here. We're coming up on another commercial break. I know we got a caller on the line, but I'm going to keep you until after this break rather than cut you off. More about the economy, more about all this other craziness when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Fight with Arrow. Maybe I can pray. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the Fight with Arrow. Open your eyes. Tune in to Fight with Arrow. Maybe I can pray.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call here. Steve in Florida. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Thank you, Mikey. Let's see. I have two different questions, completely different topics. Okay. About 6 months ago, maybe a year, you had a doctor on who was talking about an independent medical site. that these doctors independently would write articles about their own personal observations. And I completely lost that site, and I didn't know what it was. Do you remember that at all?
I've had a couple of doctors on. I think you may be referring to Dr. Ronald Klatz, who's the head of the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. And they run a website. It's for free. You can just log in and read anything there for free. They don't charge you any money. And it's specifically about what they call anti-aging medicine. But as it turns out, there's a huge amount of overlap between age retardation and simply getting rid of the toxins in our environment and world that accelerate the aging process. So what I'll do is after the during the next commercial break, I'll put his website back up on whatreallyhappened.com, and you can basically log in and check it there.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Is that Clap with a K or a C?
No, it's Klatz. K-L-A-T-Z. Dr. Ronald Klatz.
Oh, Klatz. I gotcha. And the other thing was, I was watching this, I think it was a BBC production about the rise and fall of Versailles. And
yes.
The last Louis, I think it was the 16th or 17th.
Yes, he was the last one.
The 16th?
Yes.
Okay. The one that was married to Marie Antoinette and helped
That's the one.
The revolution.
That's the one. Yes.
But he was anything I ever read about him, he was like simple-minded and so forth. This thing, it was a three-hour thing, but the last part of it really painted him in a very different picture. In other words, what had happened was the noblemen and all the big landowners and so forth had co-opted the monarchy. And Louis XVI tried to stand up to them three different times and tell them the only way we're going to get out of this mess is for you to pay taxes, meaning the courtesans.
Yes.
And that he was outvoted. And he was, you know, at least the way this thing portrayed him is he really cared about the people. And he knew he had three different financial advisors to come in to hire him, to come in and the parallels between now and at that point, just if you see him, if you see the parallels behind what was going on, like they don't really mention Marie Antoinette, but I guess she was kind of co-opted by, I guess she didn't know any better.
She was a convenient propaganda device to enrage
anyway,
the French people about the excesses of the...
Completely different picture of the fall of, you know, the French monarchy because, it was just all these special interests. And then Louis XVI took it very hard that the people were against him. I think somebody tried to shoot him.
Steve, my turn. Basically France was ruled by its moneyed class, and they had basically maintained the monarchy to maintain the illusion for the French people that France was still running the way it had always been run. But in point of fact, the bankers had taken over. There was a huge out-of-control flow of wealth from the people to the banking class. And long before Louis XVI and Marie Antoinette got their trips to visit Madame Guillotine, the bankers were sent first. It's not a coincidence that happened because the French people understood what was being done to them. Their anger with Louis XVI was not that he had done things wrong. It's that he had not taken action. Because just like I say, the role of the federal government of the United States of America is to maintain a balance between the greed of the wealthy and what's good for the nation as a whole, the French people felt the same way about their kings. Their job was to take care of everything and keep the nation in balance, and Louis XVI had failed that job as miserably as the current federal government has failed it today. And that was the reason for the anger. Marie Antoinette became a focus of the revolution as a symbol for the excesses of the monarchy. And by the way, it's probably came out that she never actually said, let them eat cake, that was just some propaganda somebody cooked up. To further demonize her, they made a big deal about her very expensive jewelry. But again, it came about because the moneyed classes, the bankers, destabilized the society by concentrating the wealth in their pockets and left far too little for the nation to operate on. There wasn't enough currency to carry on commerce pretty much throughout the entire nation. The same thing we're seeing happen here in the United States of America. For an economy to be healthy, money has to flow at all levels of society and commerce into all necessary sectors of investment. When the money junkies pile it all up in their money bins and their pockets and everything, the rest of the society starts to grind to a halt because there isn't enough currency to operate commerce. The money junkies will be happy to loan you more money at interest to try and get things going again. But at this point, the accumulated debt from the last 100 years has absolutely paralyzed our economy. We are very much in the same circumstance that the people of France was leading up to their revolutions.
It's amazingly so we are, but the only thing that I want to say is that Louis the 16th knew that, and he cared about the French people. But he just didn't have it in him, and he knew what was going on, but he didn't have the gumption to go up against the oligarchy, the people
Louis the 16th and the government of France were in debt to those same bankers, so they were kind of hamstrung from acting decisively. Short of declaring war on the banking class, which probably would have been preferential to, you know, the French revolutions. And we see the same situation here. Our government is so much in debt to that private central bank, they don't dare stand up to them. We have Alan Greenspan on video openly declaring the Federal Reserve is answerable to no federal government authority. They see themselves as the rulers of the nation. And they're not ruling it for the benefit of the nation or the benefit of the people. They rule the nation for the benefit of their own pocketbook. That too is fascism.
When push came to shove there, Mike, he had this last minister came from I don't know where, but he was going to lend Louis the 16th enough money to get France out of the trouble that they were. Now where he got all that money and where he came from is sort of questionable, but it wasn't like this thing didn't even suggest that he was a Rothschild, but it kind of makes you wonder. But this bankster came in and he was going to lend him all the money to get France out of the trouble they were in. And Marie Antoinette, on the other hand, she had empathy for the poor because as a little girl, her mother used to make her go and take baskets to all the poor people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Austria, I think she came from. But we're running out of time. Brainwashed by all these people around them.
Steve, gotta let you go. I'm coming up on a commercial break. We understand that history is written by the victors, and it's a pack of lies for the most part. But again, I can imagine Louis the 16th might have turned down this other banker who came in because all you're doing is trading one set of banker masters for another, and in the long run, that is not a solution. We need a new Andrew Jackson in this country, or a new Abraham Lincoln, or a new John F. Kennedy, and I don't see any on the horizon. Ron Paul was the last one, and they gave him the heave-ho. We'll be back after these commercials.
Renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab another phone call here. Edith in Arkansas. Aloha. Edith, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Aloha, Meliki Vigamaka.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome. I'd like to know what you can tell me about the MERS system, the Mortgage Electronic Registration System. What do you know about that and how they can record? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, and the answer to the Mortgage Electronic Registration System was this computerized clearinghouse that was set up to allow mortgages and titles and notes to be swapped around between the brokers who were putting together these mortgage bundles without paying the title transfer fees that states make a lot of money on. By basically assigning the title to the Mortgage Electronic Registration System, and then everybody was just passing these tokens back and forth as they built these mortgage-backed security bundles. Aside from the fact that it was intended to bypass tax fees at the state level, this computer system facilitated the speed with which these bundles could be put together and assigned. It was a big booming business, but it resulted in this nightmare situation where foreclosures going in to foreclose on a property couldn't actually produce all of the required documents. It may have been that the mortgage electronic registration system itself had a flaw in its database and was scrambling up the information as badly as Obamacare is scrambling up insurance enrollments. And that was the reason they had this Gordian knot of not being able to find out who actually had legal title to these various documents. That, in turn, of course, prompted this explosion of these legal firms that were forging, faking these foreclosure documents for a fee that just made the whole foreclosure gate situation that much worse. I think there was a court decision that came down that said MERS could not actually be granted a title because it was a computer system and not a person. Title to a property is supposed to go to a person, including the legal person of a corporation, but because MERS was acting as agent for multiple corporations, and it's a whole mess.
I appreciate what you're saying because I'm in the middle of a...
It was something that was put together.
Now, and I've been asking for the title, and I cannot get the title from anybody. All I get is the collection agency who acts as an agent for everybody, seems like, and they can't produce the title. They can produce a mortgage document. They can produce a few documents, but not all the documents. They can't produce the title, and they won't. And so it went under foreclosure, my property did, and the person who, well, the company who owned the property supposedly sold it, and then they bought it back in foreclosure. They're the ones who bought it back. So now it's like I'm still asking for a title, and I can't get a title. I can't get a title to the property. I can get a bunch of other, you know.
Okay, you need to contact, if you don't already have one, you need to contact a law firm that specializes in dealing with these foreclosure messes, because we have seen a lot of judges across the country are taking the position that if somebody is unable to prove that they have the title, the mortgage, and the note, if the paperwork is not in order, then they don't have legal standing to foreclose. And you need some legal advice on your side to help you on this. I'm not the person who can advise you because the laws change from one state to the next. But if you don't already have a foreclosure law firm working with you, you need to get one right now, because if they're unable to produce all the paperwork, there is a case for the foreclosure to be set aside, and for you to be granted title to your property. That's actually happened in a couple of cases.
Contacting you. I was just trying to bring the information to all the other people who are listening to your program as well, because it's true. It's they don't have legal title to you know, if you buy a car, can you sell a car without a title? No.
No, you cannot.
Can you sell a house without a title? No. So I was just trying to find out what your opinion was, and I certainly appreciate your time, and I know you have other people who are probably calling you, but it's just true. If people just do not understand that title is title.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the MERS system really screwed it up. And again, it may be possible that MERS had a bug in its computer software that resulted in all of this confusion. Nobody wants to admit to it. And so they're still trying to sort it all out. And again, their solution was to literally forge and fake foreclosure documents in order to grab those pieces of property. And I think the reason the U.S. government looked the other way is they were trying to find some way to recapitalize the banks in order to keep them from becoming insolvent, because they were having to basically buy back all these fraudulent mortgage-backed securities from foreign banks. And what they did is the U.S. government said, recapitalize using people's homes. And I think that's the reason the U.S. government looked the other way, blocked all state investigations into foreclosure gate, were arm-twisting all the state's attorneys generals to go along with Obama's foreclosure settlement, which basically amounted to a wrist slap. And it was wealth confiscation from the American people to prop up the banks, just like Roosevelt did with gold in 1933, Obama did with your homes. And that's my opinion about what that was all about, okay?
Another thing I find kind of interesting, if I may have a couple extra minutes to discuss this,
going to have to make it quick.
Okay, real quick. When they sold the property respect to themselves through Fannie Mae. They changed it from the MERS to Fannie Mae. They actually gave an opportunity of protecting the tenants at Foreclosure Act of 2009 that Obama did, so that if there's a tenant there who actually has a legal contract, they can still reside in the property until December 2014, which I find it kind of interesting that they give themselves a little leeway out. But most people don't understand that they have a right. They have rights still, even though we, you know, they try to just manipulate all the time. But
of course,
anyway,
they do.
That's just a quick comment. But most people don't know that they, as a tenant, have a right.
You know, that's why you need to talk to a lawyer. Edith, I got to let you go. We're coming out on a commercial break, and I want to get to Kevin in North Carolina because I want to spend the last segment of today's show on that Fukushima situation because it is serious. Kevin in North Carolina, what's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Excuse my voice. I got the flu. But,
take some cinnamon.
Some cinnamon? Okay. I'll see if I got some up there.
It'll knock it right out. It worked for me over the weekend.
Okay. I was just thinking, I got to call and tell you and get the word out that I think if you participate in Obamacare, you're just condoning it. I think everybody, I mean, this is a golden opportunity for a nonviolent stand up to the government and say no. We're not going. You're not going to steal our money.
A lot of people are doing that. They're not buying the new, more expensive insurance. They're just going to go with the IRS fine. But remember, that fine comes out of your tax refund. So if you have your withholding set up so that the government, you know, isn't going to owe you a refund, they can't take the Obamacare fine out of the refund. So with careful planning, you could get out of having to pay that fine as well.
I mean, I'm not saying you wouldn't sacrifice something, but it'd be a nonviolent way to say no to the government.
Yeah, I mean, this government is desperate to grab money from you. You have every right in the world to hang on to what's left of your wealth fiercely because you're going to need it when this government comes crashing down. I mean, this government cannot pay its bills. It is doomed. All you can choose is whether you will get dragged down with it or you'll stand back, stop throwing good money after the bad, and just let the government go on its way without you. That's the only choice you have left at this point, okay? Kevin, I got to let you go. We're going to shut off the phone lines here because I do want to get onto this situation, what's going on over at Fukushima. Over the last few days, there have been eruptions of heavy steam coming from the remains of reactor number 3. Now, reactor number 3 was the one that exploded dramatically. TEPCO insisted it was just a hydrogen gas explosion, but the plume from that explosion was this pale, sickly green, which happens to be the color of the quadrivalent form of plutonium oxide. So we knew they were lying at the time. We know the reactor is absolutely messed up. The cores have melted down into the concrete, possibly into the ground. Now we're seeing these eruptions of steam from reactor 3. TEPCO is now admitting that there appears to be a criticality event going on inside the remains of reactor 3, either the remains of the core itself or a fragment of the core that blasted off into the corner of the building has reached a situation where it is spontaneously fissioning, producing radioactive byproducts of fission, producing huge amounts of heat. It is so radioactive they can't even get in there to see what's going on. Even the robots can't survive the intense radiation. And people are very, very concerned about this. Now, again, I don't think there's a risk of any kind of an explosion, but certainly a risk of intense radiation coming out of there. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's STEMGEVITY. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I want to talk a little bit about the NSA. Apparently over in China, they just threw a bunch of hackers into prison over there who broke into World of Warcraft and apparently stole a bunch of whatever the virtual currency is that people use in World of Warcraft. I've never played the game, so I really don't know the details about that. And apparently you can somehow transfer this virtual currency into real currency out in the world, and they were stealing a bunch of that. And China caught them. China caught these hackers, cyber criminals, threw them in jail. Funny how China can do that and the NSA can't. Kind of an interesting thing there. Article over at Investment Watch blog, NSA whistleblower, national security is a scam, and he's absolutely right. Because we have already documented with the NSA challenge, and the inability of the NSA to find CryptoLocker, the World of Warcraft hackers, or any of this other stuff, they can't actually do anything about real criminals and real terrorists. It's all about watching you. Interesting story came out of Blacklisted News. This is actually all over the place. Apparently, the NSA is running a program where if a person of interest, which I presume might include yours truly, orders a piece of computer gear online, they will intercept it before it's delivered in order to open up the package, install a bunch of malware, repackage it back up, and send it along to you. Which is one reason why I build my own white boxes out here. So they're still out there playing all these little tiny games. Now, Der Spiegel published an article of one of the released NSA documents showing the various tricks and methods that they use, including electronic devices so tiny they can hide inside your computer cable and not be seen. No American media has reported this story. You have to go over to Der Spiegel's website. It's in German, but the scanned copy of the NSA hacker catalog is in English, and you can look at all these various toys and everything that they have to play with to spy on you. And one that caught my attention, and this goes back to having noticed that when my wife and I are traveling, we have identical iPhones. They're configured identically. We're always together, and yet somehow my battery is always running down twice as fast as hers is. And it turns out that the NSA has a tool called Dropout Jeep, specifically for the iPhone, that can be installed remotely, that will allow them to turn on the microphone, turn on the camera, transmit files up, read files back off, basically anything anybody would want to do. And, of course, as soon as the real computer criminals find out how the NSA is doing that, all of our iPhones are going to be wide open. Now, apparently, a hacker has succeeded in compromising the BBC's main computer server and is now out there on the underground websites offering to sell information on how to access the BBC's entire computer network to cyber criminals. NSA can't find him either. Another hacker, we'll call this guy a white hat, revealed the email addresses of all 1,350 members of the Council on Foreign Relations. NSA didn't stop him either. And we've already talked about this massive data breach into Target where credit card, debit card, PIN numbers for 40 million customers were stolen and are now available for sale on these underground hacker websites. And the NSA didn't do a thing about that either. They're all about watching you. Now, in light of the NSA's hacking of everything, including the iPhone, somebody wrote a new app for the iPhone, an encrypted chat service. It's kind of like the ordinary messenger, except it's encrypted, and you can type in an encryption key. And Apple's online store, the iTunes store, is refusing to carry it because, by golly, if you're using our iPhone, you will be wide open to the NSA. If you're sending selfies of yourself in states of undress to your significant other, or if you're talking about your Aunt Mary's top secret chocolate chip cookie recipe, the government has a need to know your latest business secret so they can run off to their stockbroker on the lunch break, make some money. And so we're seeing Apple, far from its hue and cry earlier at outrage over the NSA spying, is now refusing to allow encrypted communication applications for the iPhone, which, of course, only applies to those of you who are still using the stock iOS and have not jailbroken your phone so that you can put your own code on there, which is starting to look more and more attractive for those of us able to write encryption code. Now, over at physics.org, they conducted an experiment because the government is trying to make a big deal that all they're collecting is phone metadata. It doesn't represent a Fourth Amendment violation, doesn't represent an intrusion into your personal privacy because it's just the phone metadata, which, let's be honest, all by itself, it's useless. But apparently, this group of individuals over at Stanford found out that it is, in fact, alarmingly easy to connect the phone metadata to the individual phone user through publicly available records. Now, we know the NSA is saving all the phone calls and not just the metadata, because the volume of data storage at that Utah data center is enough to save audio recordings and metadata for every phone call made by every caller on planet Earth for the last 7 years. If all they were saving was the metadata, they would only need 1/1,000th of that storage capacity. They bought all that storage capacity, water cooling and everything, because they're saving it all. We know they're lying about this. We know that last week, federal judge William Pauley III dismissed a lawsuit brought by the ACLU against the unconstitutional spying on American citizens by saying that 9/11 made it okay. Now, this, of course, is complete nonsense. Judge Pauley is operating from the position that the judge is allowed to simply create new law from the bench to deal with impending or past circumstances, and that's not true. Only Congress can make the laws, and Congress can only make laws that comply with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Now, Judge Pauley is hoping that you will buy into this idea that you must let the judge decide for you what is constitutional or not. And that, of course, is an absolute mistake. It's not the government's constitution, it's your constitution. It is up to you to decide if the government is acting constitutionally or not. The United States Supreme Court ruled in Marbury versus Madison that laws repugnant to the Constitution are automatically null and void. Implicit in that decision is your right to decide for yourself whether a law or any government action complies with the Constitution. Clearly, the NSA spying on all of us is a violation of the Fourth Amendment that says the government can't peek into your private life unless they actually suspect you of a crime backed up by oath or affirmation. You have to be accused before they can spy on you. It's also a violation of the Fifth Amendment, because in the Fifth Amendment, underneath that part about self-incrimination, it says your property may not be taken by the government without just compensation. You own those tablets and phones and computers. You pay for that electricity that runs them. Those are your computer cycles. You're paying for that connection to the internet. And the NSA is using it for their purposes to spy on you without just compensation. So that's the Fifth Amendment violation. It's a violation of the Tenth Amendment. The government is assuming powers and authorities not specifically enumerated in the Constitution. That's 3 out of 10 constitutional violations. And Judge William Pauley III is saying, well, 9/11 makes it okay. No, it doesn't. He's just hoping you will believe that. This is probably going to be headed for a Supreme Court case because of that other judge in California that said, yeah, this probably is a constitutional violation. But Judge Pauley is full of it. His claim that 9/11 justifies spying on ordinary law-abiding Americans is unconstitutional. He has succeeded in delegitimizing the U.S. federal justice system with such nonsense. He's full of crud, and so is any higher court that concurs with him. There's the music. It's time for us to get on out of here and for Claire and I to get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I have just been informed we are, in fact, not broadcasting live on New Year's Day, which means I can deal with the hangover a little bit more effectively. We'll be back tomorrow. Please go over to Republic Broadcasting and hit that donate button. You have no idea how important this is. If you want us here with you through 2014, you got to reach out and help us just a little tiny bit. Aloha, America.